Hi, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I be of assistance today?
I'm trying to get a claim started.
Okay, may I have your social security number, please?
421-23-1609.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Albert Cohen, third.
May I have your date of birth, please?
9570.
May I have your mother's maiden name, please?
Curry.
And may I have your driver's license number, please?
549-6624.
Okay, thank you so much for confirming. We can go ahead and begin. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, sir.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English in any way?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
I'm a disabled vet.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
2 years of college.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we do recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Would this be a checking account or a savings account, sir?
Checking.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
May I have the routing number, please?
Must have lost you there. Let's see here. Wait. Lord, I don't know I have my routing number. Hold on. Okay, routing number is 062-00-00-19.
May I have the account number, please?
028-558-8997.
And may I have your address, please?
You need physical appeal box.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Physical or appeal box.
Yes, sir, your like address, like your physical address.
14225 County Road 66.
14225 County Road. You said 66 after County Road?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. City, state, and zip code, please, whenever you're ready.
All right. Loxley, L-O-X-L-E-Y, Alabama, 36551.
Okay. Have you changed addresses in the last year?
No.
Okay. May I have your telephone number, please?
Area code 251-298-9713.
And just to confirm, that address was 14225 County Road 66, Loxley, Alabama, 36551.
Yes.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Another state, no.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No. So let me amend that, I think. It's the airport Are they any affiliation with the government?
I believe you would 100% know if it was, government.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know they deal with the FAA, so I'm not sure how all that stuff ties in. So I did work at the Mobile Regional Airport, but I think this might have been over 18 months. But
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
no,
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I know.
May I have the last day that you worked, please?
That was the 8th of December.
December 8th, thank you. And that was this year, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, just making sure. Since the
Right.
most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
For the most part, yes, but I've dealt with COVID twice this year, and I was out of work for probably right around 6 weeks.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or you're a corporate officer for a business at all?
I know.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
My last job, one way, was about 8 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
Probably $18 an hour.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Not a definite day, but said January. I'm not sure a date.
May I have the name of your most recent job title, please?
Foreman?
Foreman.
Yes.
Can you give me a description of what that is, please?
I was a landscape foreman, landscape company.
Oh, landscape. Okay.
Yes.
You are seeking work in this current occupation?
Yes. I have interviews and have one company that is waiting to bring me on board. But this time of the year, I guess everybody is paying pension.
Okay. And may I have the name of the most recent employer, please?
Sexton, Sexton Landscape.
Thank you. May I have their phone number, please?
Let me see here. This area code 251-626-3309.
And may I have your employment start date, please?
Let's see, man. May 11th, 2022.
Thank you. May I have the city and state where the work was performed, please?
Daphne, Daphne, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
Vacation, no. Holiday, honestly, I doubt it since I've been terminated. Well, laid off, they didn't say. So I'm not expecting any pay.
Okay. Sounds good. And what is the reason you are no longer working at this time?
Furlough, laid off, or however they want to call it. They're working with the skeleton crew per my boss.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for the federal income tax?
Yeah. I'd rather go and pay Uncle Sam.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and provide you a PIN number. It will be 4 digits. Let me know whenever you're ready, and I'll give that number to you.
Okay. Go ahead.
The number is 0970.
0970. Okay.
That's correct. Okay, sir, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. You must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete certification each week would result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file over the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you file over the phone number you should call is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but never on Saturday. Make your first certification by phone or internet next week. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions at this time?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, I would like to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment.
All right. Thank you, sir, for your time. Happy holidays to you. Hello? Lost you, sir.